The device was discovered in the driveway at the home of an off-duty police officer in the Ardenlea area of Londonderry. The device, which had been left under the officer's car, thankfully failed to detonate when he drove off to work. However, as we know, it did explode when it was being examined by an army technical officer. If any child had seen this device and picked it up or even touched it, it would undoubtedly have exploded and led to their death. This was yet another reckless attack on the whole community and not solely an attack on the police officer. This device consisted of a substantial quantity of high explosives and was designed to be detonated when the car drove over a pressure plate. This method of detonation was previously seen in an incident in the Ballyarnet village on October the 13th, 2014. Police received unsubstantiated reports of a burglary and subsequent bomb warning calls in October 2014, which led us to conclude at that time that the sequence of events was a deliberate attempt to lure police officers into the area to try and murder them. We are now linking the two incidents and believe the new IRA is responsible for both attacks. I'd like to make an appeal as we have new information about a light-coloured car believed to be a Toyota Avensis, which we believe was in the area of Ardenlea at 11 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st of February. We have been unable to identify the driver or the occupants, and I would ask the owner of the car in the CCTV image to come forward to police, or indeed anyone who can provide information about the car, to contact detectives at Maidown PS9 station.